from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pirates on the map? Sure. Are they close to the epicenter? Maybe not quite, but 50-49. After losing the finale to the Phillies 6-0 yesterday, but those first two wins sort of made that a house money finale in some ways for the Pirates. They get two unexpected ones against the Phillies without throwing their best, which starts tonight when Mitch Keller goes, and then a guy you might have heard of by the name of Paul Skeens throws tomorrow for the Pirates. And what is, I think, pretty obviously for a team that's now played 99 games, the biggest series of their season. It is one that is going to go a long way towards determining exactly how I think Ben Cherington looks at his team. I think it's going to be one of those measuring stick series. The Cardinals, after a pretty horrible start to this season, are doing what the Cardinals always do, which is winning a lot more games than they lose. Pirates sweep the Cardinals. Pirates find themselves ahead of the Cardinals in the standings by a half a game. It would be 53-49 versus 52-50, actually a game ahead, excuse me. They're two back of the Cardinals right now, seven back of the Brewers. They have managed to get to 50 wins. They are 3.5 clear of the NL Central seller. And when you look at the wild card standings, well, they're right in the middle of everything. They are in the thick of it, let's just say. This team has a real honest-to-God shot to actually make some noise down the stretch here, because of the fact that they went into the All-Star break on a 6-1 heater and came out of the All-Star break winning their first two when people thought they might get snowed in. Frankly, I was among them and thought that this would be a team that struggled to even get one win against the Philadelphia Phillies. If you haven't figured it out by now, it's the PM team. We are live from Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. Andrew Filippone off today and back tomorrow. Donnie Football is here. Dallas Braden, a man who threw the 19th perfect game in baseball history, is going to join the show in about a half hour, as a lot of what we're going to do today is not only reacting to a series that I think fired people up like few have in this town in a while in baseball, but also look at what's next, because there was a two-step process here that had to get, I think, handled or done. Was kind of one needed to happen before the other could. You needed to wait to see what that series was going to turn out like for the Pirates before I think you proceeded with your next steps of wondering what they should do or really formulating that full-on opinion of what they should do. And at least what I saw from the Pirates tells me, half game out of a wild card spot right now, got up off the deck, I think, in very impressive fashion in the first game of that Philly series, and then got another brilliant pitching performance from Luis Ortiz in the second game to assure themselves a series victory. It tells me that they're good enough. I don't know how good the Pirates are. I think the Pirates have obvious warts. They still don't have, by any stretch of the imagination, a good offense. But the Pirates are one thing. The Pirates are good enough to be in the hunt. And the way baseball is structured these days, that's all that really matters. You can have an offense that ranks near the bottom of the NL in almost every single category, like runs, like hits, like doubles, like strikeouts. You actually want to be first in that category. They strike out way too much. They're terrible at getting on base. They're terrible at slugging the baseball. They're second to last in the NL in OPS. You can have major warts, but if you have really good pitching like the Pirates do, those warts can go away. And make no mistake, the Pirates have very good pitching. Ortiz being one of the latest examples of a guy who's actually thrown more innings this year than Paul Skeens and is boasting peripheral numbers that aren't Skeensian but aren't that far off. It is not a perfect team, but it is a team that, at least for me, proved with two pretty damn big wins that it's good enough. Good enough to augment. Good enough to take seriously down the stretch. One that should be good enough given the way the pitching lineup, the pitching matchups line up, to win this series against the St. Louis Cardinals. I feel, having watched those two games against the Phillies, the two wins, I feel like you'd have to be pretty energized about this team right now, even if you have major skepticism about their ability to go deep into a postseason or to really hang in there all the way down the stretch. I feel like you have to have seen enough to at least think they can linger, though. Maybe not take command, but linger. And I feel like there's some energy around them. I was at that game Friday night as a fan. Shout-outs to my, of course, Ticket Nick. When I say I was at that game, shout-outs to Ticket Nick. I had a huge group of people. Half of them were Phillies fans coming from the other side of the state. In-laws have some Philadelphia-adjacent relatives. They were expecting a Phillies coronation. The only ominous, funny thing was one of them said, get to Aaron Nola in the first inning or you're dead. Well, the Pirates did after going down 3-0. They tie the game. It goes back and forth and they win. And I will say this. It was an electric atmosphere. It was the kind of one that makes you feel like or wish, man, I wish it could be this way all the time in Pittsburgh with baseball. But I'll say this about that game, independent of the atmosphere, which was great, even with two screaming children at times gumming up the works, or really one screaming child. It was one of those games, and I don't know if you felt this way watching it. It definitely felt this way in the ballpark. And what I'm going to say sounds kind of bad about this game, but it won't be in the end. That was the kind of game where right up until the second Nick Gonzalez got the game-winning hit, I was positive the Pirates were going to lose. I felt like they were going to lose going into the game. I felt like they were going to lose after a half inning of baseball. I felt like they were still going to lose even after they tied the game at 3. I felt like they were going to lose when they went back down again. When it got to the point where it was 7-4, I thought, okay, this game is like fully over. They got beat. They're going to have to really do work in the middle game and then pray that they get something good in the last game of this series. They need to try to keep their heads above water. And lo and behold, took until the very last pitch of the baseball game, they won it. I'm not saying that that makes them a great team, but I am saying that that makes them a team that is clearly believing. You're going against the best team in baseball, by all accounts, by just about any metric. They're the World Series betting favorite right now, the Philadelphia Phillies. You're not playing well. You don't get a good start from your pitcher, who's been up and down, to be generous, of Martin Perez. You have almost everything you could possibly have going against you in that game, and it still happens that you find a way to win. That tells me you've got a team that believes. Certainly a team that believes like that is a team worth augmenting, even if it's only in a mild way, even if it's a way that's more about adding a useful player, yes, but a show of faith that, hey, I think this team is worth making better. This team's worth fighting for. This team's worth adding to. This team is worth sacrificing a little bit of the future of to try to get better right now. That's how I came out of that game feeling. Energized. Ready for this series. Maybe the other thing about that series with the Phillies is knowing how, and they dodged a bullet. We all criticize them for the way they handled the pitching rotation coming out of the All-Star break. They dodged a bullet. Sometimes good teams end up having that happen to them. They do something that you probably don't think is the greatest idea in the world, and then it ends up working, and you just shrug your shoulders and say, well, got this one. It feels like the Pirates have the clear advantage right now. It feels like in this coming series, the Pirates have the advantage. When you start, I know Lance Lynn's going in the second game. I know Lance Lynn, actually, it's probably one of those names you'd love to see if you're a Pirates fan. He hasn't been that good this year. In fact, he's been pretty bad, and the Pirates have historically beaten up on him at times. You start Keller Skeens against almost any other two pitchers in baseball, you feel like you should win both those games. It really feels like the Pirates have a chance to do that. You beat up on the Cardinals twice. You have a rubber match on an afternoon on Wednesday that even if you lose it, leaves you knowing that you took two series that you needed to take coming out of the break. 4-2 against two teams that if the season ended today would be in the playoffs. That ain't half bad. Donnie Football is here. You can get at us at 412-928-9370. That is the Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm. We always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I watched a team, Donnie, win 2 out of 3 from the Phillies, and I wouldn't say make me a believer, but they have my attention completely. Not that they didn't before, but they really kind of got my attention with that first game, and then following it up by kind of just suffocating them in the second game. It was impressive to watch. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, the first game for sure, how I thought that was going to go, when you watch the, or think back to the top of the first inning, Philly puts 3 up pretty quickly. Perez looks like it'll be a short night for him. And to be honest with you, I was thinking of Pirates teams in the past that probably would have just laid down and would have taken a beating in a game like that. My initial thought was, all right, they're gonna get something handed to them tonight. They'll probably lose like 7-1 or maybe even worse based on how I saw that top of the first go. They immediately retaliated, not by just scoring 1 run or 2, but they even up the game at 3, and I just had a whole different mindset about it. I think just because of that. I was worried that the offense would be flat and that the All-Star break was coming at the worst possible time since they had won 4 games in a row. I know 3 of them were against the worst team in baseball, but still, you're going into the All-Star break at the time at your hottest since the first week of the season. I thought top of the first inning, Philly was going to railroad them. But the way that they countered that told me, okay, maybe this series, maybe this little weekend will be something special. I mean, Friday night, you got to see one of the better regular season games in that ballpark, Chris, and I don't think that's an exaggeration in the near 25 years of its existence. And then Saturday, they just, from bell to bell, even though the game was even for a while, the moment they took the lead, and maybe it's just the amount of confidence I have in Luis Ortiz, I seem to be his biggest fan in this city.
I don't know. I think you're starting to fight with people for that, because that guy looks like he's one of their clear 5 best pitchers on this roster.
Oh, without
starters.
Question. Without
maybe
question.
Maybe 5 best pitchers, period, if you take into account relievers, too.
Yeah, and the moment they took the lead in that game, the moment Andrew McCutchen hit that home run on Saturday, I felt very good about them winning. And they didn't even make us sweat.
And they got insurance, which is always nice. They didn't make us sweat because the 410 million foot bomb that Bryce Harper hit didn't matter because it was only worth 1. And then it was pretty routine after that. A little vibe check, I think, is in order on a day like today at 412-928-9370 on Twitter at 937TheFan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Pirates take 2 of 3. From the Phillies in a series where I think if most of us are being honest, we didn't think that that was going to happen. How good are you feeling about this team right now? Or what are you feeling about this team right now after you see them take 2 of 3, after you see the rotation is set with Keller and Skeens for this 3-game set against the Cardinals? You starting a little bit to believe in the Pirates based on what you saw coming out of the All-Star break.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number 1.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.